Now, from the archives of airchecks.com, here's another classic air check.
You're listening to Fraser Smith's Wake Up Call with Jim and Joy.
You do what?
K-Earth 101, 714, the Fraser Smith Wake Up Call here on April Fool's with Jim and Joni. The ET Radio Minute coming up with Mark Steinez. Burlesque is alive and well. He'll fill you in. What they call those topless places now.
Is that it? A gentleman's club.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah.
I feel like a gentleman when I go there, sort of.
Before we get to that, let's get to this. Here's Mark with traffic.
Got a new problem here, Jim. It's in the Mid-City area, the 10 westbound right there at Crenshaw Boulevard. We got a stalled out car, unfortunately, and that's backing things up all the way to Vermont.
That's my car.
Yeah, it is. He walked into work. Hey, it's slow from Robertson. It's going to be heavy in Westchester as well. 405 northbound, right past Howard Hughes Parkway. Got a wreck off to the right-hand side. Now, any jet, any time, any place, Blue Star Jet has access to over 1,500 aircraft. For private jets, call 866-JET-TIME or on the web at bluestarjets.com. More traffic in minutes on K-Earth 101.
The ET Radio Minute brought to you by Delta Dental. Ask your employer about Delta's full range of plans. Delta Dental, we keep you smiling.
Hey folks, I'm here with the newly crowned Miss Congeniality USA, Sally Jane Williams.
Hey USA!
You know, I never knew there was a whole pageant devoted just to congeniality.
Oh my stars, yes. This is where all the Miss Congenialities compete for the ultimate title.
Oh, the competition must be fierce.
Ooh, it can get ugly, but we're still congenial.
Of course you are. So what does it take to compete at this level?
Oh, golly. Well, aside from being super nice, Miss Congeniality has to smile nonstop.
Oh, that takes a special skill.
Sure does, but mostly it takes a special dental plan, like Delta Dental. They keep my pearlies pageant perfect.
I can see that.
Did y'all know Delta's got the most dentists, and they're also dang nice?
So I've heard.
And with Delta, I rarely see any of those nasty claim forms, so I get to stay congenial.
So what's up next for you?
Well, next, I want to achieve world peace and end all hunger.
Well, someone's going to be a busy girl.
No one protects you like Delta Dental. Ask about our full range of plans. Delta Dental, we keep you smiling.
Burlesque is back, plus the talking baby that's a hit in primetime. Coming up in the ET Radio Minute.
Tom Baudet from Motel 6 crowing about the new data ports. That's computer talk for saying I got wired. Not just on the free coffee, but wired to the web. Right from the comfort of my room. Data ports say how much Motel 6 values business travelers. They say how surprisingly modern the rooms are. But mostly they just say, boop, beep, key-dong, key-dong. Well, they do. Call 1-800-4-MOTEL-6 and we'll leave the light on for you. Motel 6 and Accor Hotel.
Stress, we all experience it. It saps your energy, depletes your body of essential nutrients, and speeds aging. Fight back with specially formulated stress tabs. Just one stress tab daily restores 8 vitamins and antioxidants necessary for good health and vitality. To combat the ravages of stress, you need to go above and beyond the minimum daily requirements found in most multivitamins. You need stress tabs every day. Stress tabs are a smart care supplement. Smart care. Nutrition above and beyond the minimum.
From the Entertainment Tonight newsroom in Hollywood, I'm Mark Steinis with the ET Radio Minute. On the heels of an Academy Award-winning film, Burlesque is making a comeback. Clubs from coast to coast are now cashing in on the Moulin Rouge craze. This new burlesque is a glamorous mix of costumes, music, and titillation that is putting the sexiness back in sex shows and reviving the age-old art of seduction.
I can't fall in love with anyone and make men believe what they want to believe.
So, from 40s gun moles to 60s casino dolls, the new burlesque is entertainment meant to massage your imagination. CBS's talking toddler sitcom Baby Bob was a rating success when it debuted, drawing 15.6 million viewers.
The What to Expect book. You want to see what it says on the chapter on what to expect when your six-month-old starts talking like a Teamster from Chicago. I looked it up. Not really in there.
This six-month-old bundle of joy who talks like an adult keeps first-time parents Adam Arkin and Jolie Fisher on their toes as they try to keep their son's talents under wraps. Baby Bob airs tonight at 8:30 on CBS. From the Entertainment Tonight newsroom in Hollywood, I'm Mark Steinis. E.T. always there.
K-Earth 101. Southern California's oldies leader. Oldies Radio.
K-Earth 101.
the Fraser Smith Wake Up Call with Jim and Joni, 724. Before we get to sports guru Brett Lewis, let's get to traffic. If you're trying to get to work, here's Mark.
Well, a couple of problems popping up now. 405 southbound at Atlantic here. We've got a wreck in the carpool lane, left lane closed. That's in Long Beach. It's backed up now to the 710. Northbound side also heavy on the 405. And in Mission Viejo, the South 5 at Crown Valley Parkway, look for the right lane to be shut down. Now, looking to buy a home? Visit Coldwell Banker's website at CBSOCAL.com. That's CBSOCAL.com. And get Southern California's number one selling real estate company working for you. More traffic in minutes on K-Earth 101.
All right, this is Ryan Seacrest on K-Earth 101, and it's time for sports from CBS Sports Central with Brett Lewis. Brett, what's up, man?
Oh, good morning. Happy Final Four, last tango for the big dance today.
Yeah, here we go. And what do you think about that? Indiana.
Oh, I want Indiana to win for a number of reasons. And so I think it's one of those things which you do as a sportscaster too often. You talk yourself into it.
Yeah. You overlook
the... But Indiana... Is a team that is way beyond what they expected to be. So anything that happens tonight, in a sense, no pressure.
Do they have a shot?
All the pressure is on Maryland. I'm sorry?
Do they have a shot?
They have a shot. Listen, they beat Duke and they beat Oklahoma, who are as good as anybody in the tournament. They do have a shot. And you can see Maryland, because if they lose, their season's a failure. That's not the case for Indiana. I think Indiana can win it. If I was a betting man, I'd probably go with Maryland, but since I'm not and just predicting to let others bet, I'll go with Indiana.
Well, you know, they're shooting 52% Indiana from the three-point range.
Well,
and, they've got now Coverdale's got a bad ankle.
Yeah, but he re-injured the ankle on Saturday, and he'll probably go tonight, and it'll probably be one of those. He'll be in for a few minutes to give him a lift, but I doubt if he can go all the way.
Well, he was the lead singer for Whitesnake, so.
Well, that'll help.
You never
that'll
know.
That'll help.
And, all right, and of course, Juan Dixon, a very good player, and Byron Futon, also a good forward for Maryland.
Well, Juan Dixon is such a great story.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a guy who made himself into a good basketball player. The UCLA players were telling us over at Channel 2 that 3 years ago when they played Maryland, this guy, they said, who's he? Skinny kid. He's not doing much. And he has worked hard over the last 2 years to become such a good player.
He certainly has. So we'll see what happens tonight there. And then we've got the, what happened to the Lakers? That's kind of an interesting ending there.
Well, Shaq said, I got all ball, and if I didn't, they owed me a call.
Yeah, so, right? It's probably true.
Well, that's one of those that you could call it either way. I mean, if he touched Tim Duncan on the shot that would have won it for the Spurs, it was just barely. Come on.
Yeah, well, yeah, come on. That was all ball.
Yeah,
I saw that.
I'm thinking if Shaq barely touches you, that could be injurious.
You could be out.
Yeah.
You'd be on the DL.
Good.
What about Ruben Patterson dissing the Lakers, saying you know, there's no shot.
Well,
I don't think so.
Well, Ruben Patterson, this goes way back. He was a Laker. They let him go.
The Kobe killer. He's now the Kobe killer.
Yeah. He declared himself that when he went to Seattle.
Right.
And he's had some good games, but, I mean, I would rather have Devon George anytime than
Me
Ruben
too.
Patterson.
Me too. Now, do you have a final free throw for us here today?
Well, yes. Workers near Athens, Greece have found the unearthed 2,500-year-old remains of an ancient grovel.
Uh-oh.
While they were constructing the equestrian site for the 2004 Olympics.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Dwight Perry in the Seattle Times says, in the land where Olympians first learned to go for the gold, comes news of where they went to spend it. That's sports. I'm Brett Lewis on Oldies Radio, K-Earth 101.
You're listening to Fraser Smith's Wake Up Call with Jim and Joy.
K-Earth 101.
Never close your eyes.
Never be the best. Oldies, K-Earth 101.
K-Earth 101. Fraser Smith along with Jim and Joni. And we'll have more on how to get free tickets to see ABBA and Spanky in our game tonight at the Hollywood Bowl. But right now, folks, we have a very special guest.
I can't stop this feeling.
K-Earth 101. Fraser Smith with you here, along with Joni and Jim. And we are B.J. Thomas. That was B.J. Thomas. He's been added to the lineup tonight, along with ABBA. And Spanky and our gang out there at the Hollywood Bowl. People calling like crazy.
Oh, yeah. Going to be quite a show.
It's going to be an amazing show this evening. And right now, we thought we had the special guest earlier. There was some kind of a... Apparently, he was calling on his cell phone. He got... something happened there. But he's on, I think... Is that
all right,
we
up?
Have a very special caller here on the wake-up call. It's Ozzy Osbourne.
Ozzy!
Oz, what's going on?
How are you?
I'm good. Hey, thanks for calling, man. Yeah. Hey, listen, we love your new TV show, The Osbournes. That is a good show.
It's a stupid fucking waste of time.
Yeah, well, but you are really funny. Your family is crazy. Yeah, and you know, I'm back here, you know, I'm here at K-Earth. I'm starting out. Kind of exciting.
It's great. Well, you're on the end, and I always saw Rick Dees as another station.
Well, yeah. Now, listen, Oz, you know, who do you like in the Final Four tonight? Okay, you all right?
I don't watch a lot of football.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, Oz, do you want to go to the concert tonight at the Hollywood Bowl at Spanky and Our Gang and ABBA? Two of your favorites.
It's a stupid waste of time.
Yeah, kind of like this call. Hey, listen, thanks for calling, though. And we called you, I'm sorry. Did you call us? What happened?
It's Johnny and
Chachi. Johnny and Chachi, no. That's another... No. All right, listen. Hey, nice talking to you. And congrats on the show.
Oh, wait, hold on a bit. Sharon! I'm only Rick D.
Oh, God. Okay. Nice talking to you, Ozzy.
Don't call me again, you stupid...
All right, wait. No, I... Good night.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Get off my land.
7:38. Southland weather, morning low clouds, fog clearing to mostly sunny skies, upper 60s to mid 70s inland. Currently it's 55 degrees in Los Angeles.
They made us do that.
K-Earth 101, your official Beatles station, celebrates the Beatles. Afternoons, Monday through Thursday, with the Fab Four at 4, where you can hear great Beatle hits like this.
You love her too. I love her.
Help! I need somebody.
Can't buy me love.
Official Beatles station.
K-Earth 101. K-Earth 101, the Fraser Smith wake-up call with Jim and Joni at 744. K-Earth 101 welcomes the Classic Soul Tour 2002, starring the OJs, the Temptations Review featuring Dennis Edwards, and the Dramatics. This Friday at the Universal Amphitheater. Get your tickets now. Joni standing by with the latest information update. David Crosby doesn't like Britney. Weird, huh? What do you think about that?
I think he has taste.
Oh, okay.
Well.
You would think he would be, well.
Now, what did he say?
Lutching after. Well, Joni's got that information coming up as soon as we get to traffic. Mark, okay. What's going on?
Yeah, two big problems working right now, unfortunately. The 405 southbound right there at Atlantic. We've got a carpool lane that's blocked off and backed up now to about Alameda Street. Also, Mission Viejo on the 5 southbound at Crown Valley Parkway. Look for delays. The right lane there is taken away. Now, if you're looking for effective allergy relief for your runny nose and sneezes, it's right under your nose. Benadryl, the histamine blocker. And that's traffic on K-Earth 101.
K-Earth 101 information updates.
Is that President Bush rolling around on the lawn of the White House this morning? Says he feels just like a kid again. The president blew a whistle to officially kick off the annual Easter egg roll on the south lawn of the White House. The egg rolling tradition dates back to the 1870s.
Smoke them out of their holes.
In Great Britain, mourning the death of the Queen Mum. Queen Mother Elizabeth died in her sleep at Windsor Castle over the weekend. She was 101. Plans for the Queen Mother's funeral still being worked on, but it's believed her body will lie in state at the Parliament for several days before a funeral at Westminster Abbey. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young making a stop in L.A. tonight at Staples Center. David Crosby, who, contrary to rumors, will not be wearing a pink bunny suit on stage tonight.
Darn.
Recently caused quite a stir by insulting some of the biggest names in the music business.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they asked him about today's popular music. You know, what did he think? And David Crosby, not withholding, said he thinks artists like Britney Spears and NSYNC are about as deep as a bird bath.
Wouldn't mind taking a bird bath with Britney. Come on.
Easter weekend proved to be quite lucrative for Jodie Foster, who enjoyed her biggest movie opening ever. Foster stars in the new thriller Panic Room. It debuted at number one, selling a record $30 million in tickets. The animated adventure Ice Age held on to the number two spot. And since we're all in the mood for baseball, The Rookie, Dennis Quaid's new movie, came in at third. You see any movies over the weekend, Fraze?
No, but I did put some lotion in the basket. No, I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, I'll talk to you about a massage later. 7:47 at K-Earth 101, and our report brought to you by Chevron. While many gasolines can leave harmful deposits on engine parts, Chevron with Techron helps keep them clean and your car performing its best.
Thank
Chevron.
Picture this. You buy an expensive camera with all the bells and whistles. Then you put in the cheapest film you can find, right? Of course not. You wouldn't do something like that with those precision optics. Just like you wouldn't put any old gasoline into a car with precision engine parts. Because low-quality gas can leave deposits that may hinder performance and even mileage. But using Chevron with Techron helps keep engine parts clean and your performance picture perfect. Chevron. Here with traffic is our eye in the sky, Kimberly Joe.
Hey, downtown Long Beach is moving nicely at about 180 miles per hour. There is some stop and go in the pit area with delays of 13 to 15 seconds. So if you're in a big hurry, you might want to keep the tires you have.
This report brought to you by Chevron, where you can earn a free Friday pass to the Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach with a purchase of $10 or more between now and April 12th. See participating stations for details. Chevron.
It's a sure sign of spring. Baseball season officially kicked off last night in Anaheim. Big Ed, did you see the Angels lay an Easter egg?
I sure did.
Yeah, that was painful.
That was ugly.
Starting the season like we knew they would.
Nice start.
Cleveland killed them 6-0. Today, they'll take the day off to think about it. The Angels and the Indians play again tomorrow night and Wednesday at the Big Ed. Then tomorrow is the big day in Los Angeles for the Dodgers. Opening day against the San Francisco Giants. 1 o'clock first pitch. I know, Fraser, you've been invited to throw out the first pitch. I didn't know if you were actually going to make it.
Well, the mustard's off the Dodger dog on that one. Supposed to be a secret, but I'm there. We'll
okay,
see what
good.
Happens.
Breaking news. 7:49 at K-Earth. Southland weather. Morning low clouds and fog. Some partial clearing later this afternoon. That's going to keep it cool. Highs in the mid-60s along the beaches. Upper 70s inland. Currently, it's 55 degrees in Los Angeles. For late breaking news and information, you can keep it right here on K-Earth 101. I'm Joni Carroll.
And I'm Farmer John.
Love that ham.
Thank you.
I could have sworn it was Fraser Smith's wake-up call.
Oh. K-Earth 101.
Is that a cue or are you flipping me off? It's K-Earth 101. Fraser Smith with you here. And the K-Earth Money Monkey was arrested last night by police who found him screaming incoherently outside the Banana Republic store in La Cienega. Apparently it was a multi-market breakdown. And the Lakers continue on their 18-game losing streak. Today they waived Rick Fox. Rick says he's now going to work as a hairdresser at his wife's salon. And more bad news for the Lakers. Shaquille O'Neal will be out of the playoffs. That's right. He says he's taking time off to concentrate on the soundtrack to Kazam 2 because he is the rapping genie with attitude. And Cliff, the IHOP spokesman, passed away today at age 94. Cliff was best known for pioneering the concept of breakfast for dinner. And did you have a good Easter? I'm still looking for eggs from last year. People are like, dude, what's that smell? Speaking of Easter, these Easter bombers are getting out of hand. One woman blew herself up with a honey-glazed ham yesterday. And British Queen Elizabeth passed away on Saturday at the age of 101. A little embarrassing, she was laid to rest in the same dress as Uncle Milty. Well, no wonder he was known as the thief of bad rags. And the Soul Train Music Awards were held over the weekend. Do you know who the surprise guest was? Woody Allen. They told him he was going to be presenting with Little Kim. And then investors in Japan have come up with a robot DJ who can take the place of on-air talent. Don't they already have that? It's called Johnny Hayes, I think. And a scary moment for Johnny last night. He got so overwhelmed by the magic of the Lion King that he ran on stage during a performance at the Pantages and started singing Hakuna Matata.
Oh, no.
I can't believe it either.
Yeah, it was scary. And Cap Gun Tom is going to be calling us a little bit later with his, he's going to teach us how to say oldies radio. So be sure and join us for that. And when we come back, we'll find out why J-Lo's now changing her name to J. Diddy as we continue here on Pure Rock KNAC.
Southland weather, morning low clouds, fog. We'll have some hazy sun this afternoon, upper 60s to mid-70s, 55 currently in Los Angeles.
You are wonderful.
KNRTH, Los Angeles, an Infinity Broadcasting Station. Ladies and gentlemen, from the entertainment capital of the world, another 12 in a row.
KNRTH 101, Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah.
K-Earth 101 has always played the Beatles. The Beatles forever.
Smith 101.
Try to see it my way.
The Lost Oldies K-Earth 101.
Airchecks.com.